Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Yud Beis, Nida 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start a quarter of the way down on the page. The first word on the line is Uvisha'a, and it's added two dots. The Gemara is quoting, referencing the words of the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that told us that one of the times, category of times, that she is going to be checking is Bisha'a Shihi Overes L'Shamesh Es Beisa, at the time that she turns away from other activities to do Tashmish, to have relations. The concept of translating Overes, she's turning away from other things, which is the way article translates it, is a remarkable concept. We have by Shabbos, for example, that a person enters Shabbos ki'ilu kol melachtecha asuya, as if everything is finished. Our mind isn't wandering to all the things on the to-do list that can't be done on Shabbos. It's ki'ilu kol melachtecha asuya. And likewise, by using this as an expression, at the time that she turns away from all other things, the Mishnah is actually capturing a concept that indeed, during relations, the focus has to be not just, as the Gemara in Nedarim describes, shouldn't be on a different spouse, afilu shneim nashav, even if they're both his wives in the time, biblical times, when they could have two wives, not allowed to even do that. But similarly, shehi overes, she's moving away from all other thoughts, the entire to-do list, and focusing indeed on the sacred act of relations. It's a phenomenal expression that just, by the way, is being used. So the Mishnah is saying that there's a bedika at this time. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, Amar Rabbi Yana, in the name of Rabbi Yanai, v'zehu idon shel tzenuos. This is the bedika, or the practice, of the tzenuos. Pious ones, proper ones, acting in ideal accordance of the recommendation. Amale Rabbi Abba bar Mamale Rav Ami. Tana Tani Tzurichos. The Mishnah says that they have to do this. Ve'at Tani Tzinuos, and you're describing it as the behavior of the proper ones, of the pious ones. Amale, he answered, She'ani omer kolam akayim divrei chachamim nikra tzanua. It's rabbinic, and anybody who fulfills the words of the chachamim is called proper, pious. Amar Rava, Rava said, V'she'ani mekayim divrei chachamim tzanua hu de lo mikri, arasha lo mikri. You're inferring, like it's just a nice thing, and the default setting is, and if you didn't do it, so you're not pious, and you're not proper. Rava says that's not true. If the Chachamim stepped in after all their deliberations and decided to impose a rule, if a person doesn't do it, he's called a Rasha. He's called wicked by not cooperating with that legislation, with that rule. We have an expression, Poretz geder yishchenu nachash, a person who pushes away the fence should be bitten by a snake. It's not considered just a default setting. That's considered a big problem. Ela Amar Rava. Rava explained, tzenuos, the behavior that's proper, that's pious, is they take the words of Chazal very diligently. Eit shebodko bo atzmo lefnei tashmish, ze ein bodkos bo lefnei tashmish acher. If they used it already, this cloth, they wouldn't use it again because it's not going to get an ideal reading. What they were concerned about exactly. But that's, Rava says there was something not ideal about reusing the cloth. V'she'enan tsenuos, botkos v'lo ichbas lahen. What the non-pious people were doing was they were reusing the cloth. And the assumption was that you're not going to get a good reading. In the words of Rashi, V'keya maris livuno bevedika rishona, the whiteness of the cloth has been dulled by the first check. V'shuv eniris protipa kachardol, and the smallest amount of blood would no longer be noticeable. So the tsunuos would not reuse because they were diligent. They wanted to fulfill this statement of Chazal, behidur, in the most ideal fashion. And they were very careful to use the best type of cloth application that they could. We like to work that through because to say that the original statement is that they are tsunuos, and we just have to revise it, that that's not the word. So we're saying that everybody did the bedikos. If you didn't do the bedika you were told to do, so then that's a rasha. But if you cooperated and you did it, but you didn't do it with the most ideal cloth, that's what we're describing, that it's not tsunuos. This is actually a Mishnah on Yudalit Amud Aleph, and there's actually a question of what this Gemara was adding. The Mishnah states, Derech Benos Yisrael Meshamshas B'Shnei Edim, the way of the Jewish women is that there are two cloths, Echad Lo V'Echad La, one for him, one for her. V'Atznuos Mesakna Shlishi L'Sakenes Habayis, and the Tznuos, the proper behavior, ideal, was that they were using a new one beforehand, a fresh one beforehand. Okay. Now, just to point out, towards the bottom of the page, probably about 12 lines up, there's a statement, Kol Labaila Lobo Ibedika. Anytime that a woman is with her husband, it does not require a check. And this is a debate and a discussion as to when these bedikos were relevant. Let's do one more thought over here. Tanu Rabbanon, Chamorin u'poalin v'abon mibeis ha'evel mibeis ha'mishte. People who were, men who were away for a long time, and they show up in the house, Nisheyim lohem becheskes taira. You could have a case where the wives have a cheskes taira. They're assumed to be tahar. Let's say a woman has a vest, she has a cycle, and it's very reliable. So he knows exactly when she would be tahar. We would have to discuss such a case. She would have to have gone to mikveh in between. And is that the case? Is that not the case? Another consideration is simply that they were away for a few days, but they left. The woman was becheskes taira, and we don't anticipate that the period changed anything. So the husbands show up. V'shoin imahim, the husbands are allowed to be with them. Shoa is to delay oneself, to hang out, to be there. Now, some would understand that to mean that they could have relations. But it's interesting because people talk in a tsanua way, in a veiled way sometimes. What did shohin mean? Climbing into bed. Because there's another problem here. Bein yeshenos, bein aros. Whether they're sleeping or whether they're awake. To say that it means relations, you can't have relations with a woman while she's sleeping. So you could look at the art school in the footnote. One way that they sidestep this is they say, we're just telling you Hilchas Nida, not telling you that you're allowed to be with her relations. We're just telling you Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida, you'd be allowed to do it. In Hilchas Zivug, relations, in laws of relations, you're not allowed to do it if she's sleeping. Another more smooth explanation is that it's a question of whether she has to do a bedika. If bedikas are mandated, so then if she was sleeping, now she's not sleeping anymore. She may be groggy, she's waking up. Is she obligated to get up, presumably wash her hands, netilas yadayim, and then have to do a bedika? Does she have to do all that? That's what yeshenos mean. But of course, right now she's awake. But that's the expression ben yeshenos ben aros. But again, if we were to understand shohin imoyim simply, is he allowed to climb into her bed? Was there a concern of harchakos? So then that's very easy. She's sleeping, but he's enjoying being together, even without relations. And then yeshenos wouldn't have to be explained. It's quite simple. In any case, b'medivar mamurim, when was this said? Shenicha mecheskas taira, that they left and their wives were tahar. Aval nichan mecheskas tameya, but if she was tamei, lo lomi tameya chatoma lo tahora ani, he would have to wait until she actually says the words, tahora ani, I am tahar. So this is obviously just the tip of an iceberg of a greater discussion, but examples of people who were away for a number of days or longer, long periods of time. The donkey driver, he did a journey, he's a mover, and now he first got back into town. And likewise, a person who went on a journey for someone's chasna, now he's back. What is the status? In our time, as a matter of practice, perhaps because vestos are not so reliable in our time, a strict kavua, whatever the reasons are, but this is the tip of the iceberg of a larger sugya regarding chazakos, communication, and bedikos. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.